In October, Jordan Bird's family in Grantsville received some heart-wrenching news. 19-year-old Private First Class Jordan Bird was shot and killed while helping another wounded soldier near the Pakistan border. His uncle, Travis Bird, said his nephew had big goals for the future.
He wanted to join the military so he could help pay for school and become a doctor ultimately. But he was a good student, smart kid, very nice.
Once Bird's family got the news, all they wanted was a quiet, respectful funeral. What they got was a threat from the Westboro Baptist Church, which threatened on its website to picket at the funeral.
You know, on a lot of people's minds, it was always, you know, are they here all during the funeral? You know, what's going to happen on the ride to the cemetery? You know, are they at the cemetery? And you try to shield certain people so they don't have to see that or hear that.
No protesters actually showed up, but Utah Congressman Jim Matheson says too many families of fallen soldiers aren't so lucky.
Fortunately, we haven't seen a lot of this activity in Utah. In some parts of the country, it's been far more prevalent, but if it happens even once, it's outrageous in my opinion, and I think it's important we move the bill through to stop it.
That's why the representative is the lead Democrat on a bipartisan bill that he says will protect military funerals from disruption by outside groups. Matheson says H.R. 1591, the Sanctity of Eternal Rest for Veterans, or SERV Act, was drafted in response to the Snyder v. Phelps Supreme Court ruling earlier this year in favor of the Westboro Baptist Church's right to picket military funerals, regardless of its offensive message. Matheson claims this bill won't create the same controversy over freedom of speech.
We think that the way the legislation's crafted now has an opportunity to succeed in terms of establishing certain zones, not eliminating protest anywhere, but establishing a buffer in terms of where the funeral is taking place and where the funeral procession's going afterwards.
The bill was just recently introduced, but Matheson says he is hopeful it will get passed through the House of Representatives as soon as possible. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.